Hey guys, how y'all doing? It's been a while since I've done this. But yeah, I guess I'm trying to get back into it. We'll see how this goes. But anyway, so today I'm gonna do part one of my AMA. I say part one because I don't have much time right now, and I won't be having much. I won't be having. Yeah, it makes sense. Go with it. I won't have as much time in the near future. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna have house guests from for who are staying over like 2 weekends, so I won't be able to record a part this weekend or next weekend. So it'll have to be the weekend after that, but I thought that's a long time to wait. So I thought I'd do a little bit. I'd answer a couple of questions now, and just kind of check back in with you guys and see how it's all going. But yeah, let me know how you guys doing. I've missed you guys, that's for sure. But yeah, it's I kind of needed that break at the same time. But part of me was always like, no, get back. What are you doing? Get back into it. But anyway. Whatever, that's enough of my rambling. So I'm going to today, I'm just gonna answer the questions from my, the questions that were asked on the post. I answer stuff from the form, but as I said, I don't have much time and I am lazy and I can't be bothered logging into the form right now. So I'm sorry, the people who like ask questions there, but I'll get to it next time, I promise. Anyway, another thing, I haven't read any of these questions, so you're gonna get the unfiltered ums and ahs and all that shit. yeah, so this is probably, though I don't have much time, we'll see how fast I can do this. Just looking at it now, there's 8 comments, so it shouldn't be too bad. First question. Our Lusts asks, glad to hear you're back. Thank you. What kind of content are you planning on doing? On doing if you're gonna return? I don't know. I'm leaning more towards solely pillow talk, stuff. So like more safe for work, type stuff, with maybe erotic hints here and there, but like, no actual like. I don't know actually. We'll see how it goes, but it's probably gonna be more safe for work stuff with there was a tag I used once, mentions of sex. That's probably how far it'd go. Next question. The Red Madge asks, well, I hope it's Madge, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I just wanted to say thanks for being dedicated and present in your community to strangers online. You may feel like this is just some side thing you do, but wow, I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses, so I'm not really good at reading out loud. But the act of assigning time and thought to this many people is by no means a small or unimportant aspect of your life. Regardless of the content, it's something to hold your head high about. And personally say to yourself, I'm a great person, better than most, and never forget that. So thanks. Oh, that is so sweet. That's like one of the nicest things anybody has ever said to me. I don't even know what to say to that. Like, thank you so much. It really means so much to me. And you guys by no means are unimportant. Though I needed to take a break, like, all of this, it's played such a big role in my life and in a lot of aspects of my life. And I don't know, I just, there's a part of me that came out, like, here on Reddit that I can't really bring out in real life. And I've met some incredible people here, and I love talking to you guys, and, yeah, just thank you. Honestly, thank you. It's
You have no idea how much you've done for me as well, so thank you. Next question. Okay, I'm gonna totally butcher this username. Why Shatola? I'll go with it. Welcome back. Hope you're okay. I'm just fine. Hope you're okay too. Okay, the question. How do you feel about pineapple on pizza? Honestly, I love pineapple on pizza. Yeah, I think, I don't know. See, with me, a lot of people say pineapples are sweet. Okay, I'm gonna go off on a bit of a tangent a little, but like, that's not that big of a tangent. Okay, this is more of a. Okay. What was I saying? Pineapples. Okay, I'm always like very cautious when I eat pineapples. That's like not the right word, but you'll get what I mean. It kind of makes sense. Anyway, so before I eat like raw, quote unquote raw, like just pineapple that's just been cut, I'll stare at it for like a good 10 minutes before I pluck up the courage to put it in my mouth. Because though I love sour foods, pineapple to me is one of those things ever since I was a kid. Like in my head, it's gonna be like a terribly sour. Like, what's the adjective they use to describe sour? I can't remember, but anyway, it's gonna be like really head about to explode warhead sour. Though I don't find warheads like incredibly sour, but you get what I mean. Just always thought it would be really sour, even though when I actually eat it, it's not that bad. It's like the perfect balance. But that actually baking the pineapple makes it a bit more sweeter. But anyway, I feel like it balances it quite well, and it's just, a little, like a different little pop of flavor. And also, when I have a younger brother, and when he was a kid, he used to. Well, he's still, actually, not anymore. He doesn't do this anymore. But, like, he used to hate fruit. And also, he used to, like, refuse to eat food that's acidic. So, like, pineapples and lemons and oranges. Though he still doesn't eat lemons and oranges. Like, he can't stand, like, looking at them either. But anyway, he wouldn't, as a kid, he wouldn't eat pineapple. But he'd eat pineapple if it was on pizza. And not only would he eat it, he'd love it. So we always got pineapple on our pizza because, fruit. And yeah, it's always been a thing. And like a lot of things in my life, I feel like I like because my brother likes them. That makes me sound very like, can't make my own decisions, but like stuff that he likes, like he doesn't like stuff often. So when he does like something, it's like, and he likes it a lot. I feel obliged to like it as well. And anyway, but that's kind of random, but like, yeah, I like pineapple on pizza. That's the conclusion we've made here. Anyway, next question. Actually, you guys, what do you guys think about pineapple on pizza? Yeah, I'll shoot the Q&A back to you. Okay, this is another username. Like, I know who you are, I've talked to you before, and I've seen you around a lot, but I have no idea how your username's pronounced. Is it Floss? Floss? Mm-mm. Floss? Floss Leger? Leger? Please let me know. I'm sorry about that. Hey, welcome back. Hope all is well. Did you ever beat Life is Strange? And if so, what did you choose in the end? Okay, I'm gonna give a little spoiler alert for if you haven't watched played the game. So yeah, spoiler alert. Go to about 10 minutes. I should be done by then. Anyway, I wasn't a. Okay, I'm gonna do this fast because I don't have that much time. So I wasn't a very big fan of Chloe, and I finished the game long before I actually started the Let's Play here. But yeah, so I picked Arcadia Bay because she's one girl. Okay, that was a very quick, like, run through of it. But I might, talk about Life is Strange again in another audio type sitch. So, and if you haven't played the game, highly recommend. I'm still working through Before the Storm. I started a few months ago, but I just got really busy and haven't been able to finish it yet. And I'm god awful at games. I think it took me like a good 6 months to a year to get through Life is Strange. That this is not much of a spoiler, but there's a maze at the end. Oh my god, I think I like walked around in circles for about 3 hours before I finally like. I think I might have. I don't know. I think I asked a friend, because we started at the same time, and then he pretty much finished the next day, and I was like a year later still working on it. But anyway. Next question. Dan FSGB. I don't know if that is a word. Dan SS. Dan's. Wait, what? What am I saying? Anyway, you know who you are. I'm sorry again for the usernames, but welcome back. Hope you're doing well now. I'm doing very well, I think. At least trying to most of the time, but you're getting busy with school again. Like, I'm so sick of school at this point. I pretty much haven't had a break, a proper break, in like almost a year, and I'm not going to for like until, if I'm lucky, until February next year. But if I'm stupid and decide to do a master's degree, so, then I won't have a break until like a year and a half from now. So, but even then, I'll probably work during the summer, and we'll s I don't know. Well, why did I go on that tangent? I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm doing okay now. How are you? How you guys doing? How you doing? A username I can actually say. Paperclip generator asks, what are some of your favorite smells? Ooh, I love the smell of mint. I mean, that's a given. That's a difficult one. That's a good question. I guess I really like floral scents. What's something weird that I oddly like? I like the smell of paint. It's really weird, and I probably shouldn't be smelling it, but like wall paints, the weird, like, strong, like, chemical scent of it. I like the smell of nail polish too, which is really weird, but like that's hit and miss sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm cool with it, other times I'm like, ew, get it away from me. But yeah. What else? What's a good thing I like the smell of? I mean, I love the smell of sandalwood. There aren't many smells that actually put me off that much. Yeah. Might have to think about that and answer it again next part of this Q&A. AMA, whatever. Next question by them is, if you could have a door that magically opens to any one place in the world, where would that be? That's a difficult one too. And I have a follow-up question. Am I the only one who can go through that door, or can other people go through that door? Because if I can take other people through that door, I'd probably, for my parents' sake, and I'd probably take it to my home country, because that'd be just way too convenient. But if it's just me, ooh, maybe the US. But actually, I've always wanted to go to England, Switzerland. No, I'd probably be Switzerland. That's like, I've been wanting to go to Switzerland since I was like literally 8 years old. Oh my gosh, it looks beautiful there. See, that's probably where it'd be. I guess, yeah, go to Switzerland, and then I can go through all of Europe. No problem. And wait, I could go a lot of places. I'd take a train to France, and then take another train to London, and then I'm in England. Does it work like that? I'm gonna say it does. Anyway, our next question. What's the most badass you've ever felt? I live a very simple, boring life, so I don't feel badass often. But, I'd say the most interesting thing I've ever done is I haven't. Do you drive a motorbike? I haven't, like, drove a road. Like, I've ridden on the back of a motorbike. That's probably the coolest thing I've ever done, and that's not even. I mean, it's pretty cool, but, like, it's not something that I did. Okay, this is gonna be so stupid, but this is the only thing I can think of. This might be another question I have to come back to after thinking about it, but, I felt pretty badass. It's not even badass. I was just proud of myself, and I don't say that often, but, like, sorry, I thought I heard something outside. It's nighttime now, and I'm kind of home alone. I'm with my brother, but, like, it's fine. He's in the other room. What was I saying? Oh, badass. I was making macarons, and those things, oh, those little shits are so finicky, and, like, the smallest little thing can make them go so wrong. And yeah, like, I made them once and they turned out perfect. Like, they had feet and they were like, they rose, which pretty much means they had feet, but anyway, they turned out pretty good. I'd say that would be it. Yeah, I'm really boring. There's really nothing that is interesting about me. Oh, there's nothing that I've done that's been badass, but anyway, I'll come back to it if I think of something. Next question is by Whale Lad. Whale? I'm sorry. Whale Lad 202. Let me know if that's wrong. I'm sorry if it is. Sorry, I lost my place. What made you want to make audios? How's life going at the moment? Life's going pretty okay. I live a very okay life. That's the best it gets. But anyway, when I found like Pillow Talk Audio and Gone Wild Audio and stuff like that, I used it a lot to, like, help me sleep, and oh, it helped so much. Like, found ASMR and all that, and, like, oh, it was so helpful, and I just wanted to kind of give back, and hope I did in some ways. But yeah, I want to give back to people, and it was really on a whim. Like, I saw a request and I was just like, huh, I kind of want to record that. We'll see how it goes. And yeah, here we are a year later with everything, most of my stuff taken down. But still, yeah, doing GWA was very, very on a whim. Like, I had a lot of spare time that day. Well, actually, I didn't really have spare time, but I was alone for a long time. And I was just like, you know what? Let's just do it. Like, why not? And funny story, there was like one audio, one or two, I don't know. I recorded a bunch that day, but it was one audio, one or two again, on the first day that I ever recorded erotic stuff that I actually never posted. It was on my to-post list for so long, but I never ended up posting it, which I find hilarious. But yeah. So it was really on a whim, and I had a good time doing it, so it was worth it.
and I hope to do some more someday, but we shall see. The last question, it's from Yingo. Favorite ice cream flavor? Why am I even thinking about this? I know the answer. It's mint choc chip, but I haven't ha like I was just thinking about my memories of that chocolate ice cream. But yeah, gosh, I love it. And my mom's very like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, see, she hates mint choc chip, so literally nobody can have it. So the last time I've had it was I remember the day, but I can't like I remember what happened that day and why I got it, but I can't remember when it was. It was a good, oh, 5, 6, maybe even 7 years ago. And no, it's probably not 7 years ago, but 5 to 6 years ago. But yeah, I should go out and get some. Be good. I mean, whenever I have it though, like when I last time I had it was with friends. And they both got well, I don't even know what the flavor was, like cotton candy. It was like a rainbow. And then I got mint choc chip and she was just like, "Oh my gosh, you're like so old." And like the one of them was the same age as me, the other one was like 2 years younger than me, but like they always look at me and they're like, "Gosh, what is wrong with your taste buds? You're still young. What's up with that?" Like I like black coffee, like the thought of milk in my coffee, like ugh, no. Oh my gosh, no. That thought's in my mind, now I can't get it away, but like no, I hate milk in my coffee. So, but yeah, so if we're like having a sleepover or like just having coffee with each other, they're all like always like, "How do you drink that shit? You're like an old man." I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why I went on that little tangent, but yeah, mint choc chip. I like vanilla too. Vanilla's quite nice, like a classic. And honestly, this is gonna sound so weird, but like I love all vanilla ice creams, but there's a certain taste to like the cheap vanilla ice creams, like really cheap ones, that I don't know what it is. It's very different from the high quality good ones, that I like the cheap ones more so than the high quality ones, but like yeah, it's really weird. Like it's got a specific flavor that I really like. But yeah, it's pretty much it. And cookies and cream, of course. I think I eat cookies and cream the most out of everything. But yeah, that's it. Speaking of, I'm like really craving Oreos right now. Like a few minutes ago, I was on like, well, not a few minutes ago, it was like an hour ago. But anyway, I was on like the grocery store near us. Like I was on the sites, looking up if they deliver groceries. I've never done that, but like I need to go down and get some Oreos very soon, or I might explode. Anyway, but okay, that's all I'm gonna do for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Enjoyed listening to my rambles. Like, that wasn't even that many questions. I don't know what took me so long, but oh, the next part's probably gonna be much longer, and this might go over many parts, so we shall see how it goes. But, hope you enjoyed. If you have any more questions, just ask away, ask away. But, yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. Have an amazing weekend, and, yeah, until next time. Bye bye.